How are you, man? Good to see you. Well, good morning. Don't you just love December? That good, crisp, long walk in the cold gets you. We're just going to close this parking lot off every week and make everybody park back in the grass because everybody was so awake by the time you got to the doors this morning. It was a blessing. Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, real funny. You know, I was spending some time with the Lord here this morning, and I thought I would read this to you because the time here for my devotions was actually out of Acts chapter 16. And of course, that is where Paul and Silas were singing at midnight when they were imprisoned. But I just wanted to read this to you. It says, "Your joy as a Christian should not depend on your circumstances. Joy comes from God, and therefore it cannot be affected by what is outside of you. Don't be fooled into letting the actions of others determine your joy. True joy comes from knowing that God Himself lives within you and His fellowship with you, regardless of your environment or your surroundings. Real joy lies in the knowledge that Holy God has completely forgiven you of every sin, and even now, He has a home prepared in heaven where you can spend eternity with Him. The circumstances of your life cannot change these truths." I just rejoiced in that, and I thought of the passage in Hebrews chapter 6 where it says, "This hope," speaking of Jesus Christ, "this hope we have as an anchor of the soul." Boy, isn't it good to have the confidence in Christ Jesus, knowing His promises, His truths, His power, that His joy, if we allow it, floods us, saturates us, controls us regardless of our circumstances. Because the truth is, this earth is not our home as believers. We're just passing through. But our eternal home rests in glory with Almighty Jesus Christ. Let's just take a moment here this morning in the privacy of your own heart and just pray to the Lord here today. Before we begin our praise and worship. Almighty, infinite Father, we do praise You and thank You again for the confidence that we have in what You have done and what You have given to us. Father, I pray that we wouldn't allow our circumstances or the things around us to control us, but that we would be completely consumed with Your joy, the joy of salvation. That's what we sing about here this Christmas season. The joy to the world is that a Savior has come. Father, I pray that we would understand this on a daily basis, not just one month out of the year. Lord, I pray that we would have confidence in what You have done and what You have said. May our joy spill over in all that we do onto everybody else we come in contact with. I pray that the joy and the power that You have given us through Your Spirit would be present here today. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit's presence here in all that we say and do. I pray, God, that You would be exalted. Father, that You would be honored. We need You. We invite You here. And Father, have complete control. Dominate every facet of this service here this morning. For the glory of King Jesus, our Messiah and Savior, we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. We're going to have everybody stand up and we are going to sing a Christmas carol. There's several in the service today. And I'll tell you, everybody that's involved in this walk through Bethlehem. I always say Ham, and my kids always correct me, "Dad, it's not Ham, it's Hem." I got you. Bethlehem. I tell you, if you're not in the Christmas spirit, oh boy, come on. It is exciting stuff. We're so excited about the community coming out tonight and everybody that's been involved. And you guys know these lyrics well, so please let me hear you sing strong and loud this morning. "Angels We Have Heard on High." everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
It's good to have our missionary board, Watson Young. He's going to come up and give us an update now here this morning on our missionary of the month. So, Watson, there you go. Thank you.
Been on. We get a different mic every week. Sometimes we got them. And these handheld jobs are a little bit different. So, try to start all over again, or you got the first part?
You got the first part.
Okay. So, anyway, Kurt and Bob will be here January 1st. And they'll be here before that. But we'll see them January 1st. And I want you to pray for safety. They're here on deputation. They've been traveling through the United States. I don't want to take away all their glory and serve and what they'll be sharing with us. But I do want us to pray for them because they are traveling a lot. They have been serving in whole Vaka region of Ghana, West Africa for several years now. This is their third missionary trip, I think, home. And they need our prayers, not only for the fact that they have five children, and their children, Hannah, she's serving with Wycliffe in India. And she's been there for a while. Now, sir, there is here in the United States. She is doing Christian counseling at Liberty University. We got a lot of people from Liberty. Kids going here. I think we ought to, maybe we'll have the Clinton Bible Fellowship Alumni Association here one day. And they also have three other children, Noah, Leah, and Mariah. I don't know how many are coming here January 1st, but I do know Noah will not be going back to West Ghana with them when they return. He'll be staying here in the States. And so they'll just have Leah and Mariah there with them back when they go back to West Ghana. So that's a prayer concern too, because now you're only gonna have 2 to 5 kids around. And they're missing. They've been gone for almost 6 months. It'll be a year before they get back. What's going on over there? I'll let them tell you. So pray for our missionaries.
It's exciting to see God continue to work through those missionaries and the updates that we get. So please continue to pray for the Matthews family. We look forward to having them with us now in less than a month. If you make that connection, so that's going to be a good time. Continue to pray for them and their entire family. Before Rick comes with our announcements, I want to just draw your attention to an insert that was in your bulletin this morning. We have a very unique opportunity in that the Salvation Army actually contacted us in serving. Everybody sees them at the Walmarts and the grocery stores and things of that nature at this time of year, ringing the bell and collecting. And long story short of it, through email correspondence there, the lady who contacted us, she has told us, you know, there's a couple of days that they would like for us, if we are available, to fill those slots. 2-hour slots, it's a great time. You come out, you ring the bell, and you have people come up, obviously make their donations to Salvation Army. But the neat thing is, she said, you can pass out any literature that you want to for your church. And I emailed, I'm like, okay, let me get this straight, because I'm not sure what you know what you're telling me, okay? We can pass out anything that Absolutely. Okay. So in her email, it was very encouraging to me. She used the name of Jesus as far as the Salvation Army and what it is that they promote. And I'm going, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, we put that umbrella of God, and in today's world, that can hold a lot of connotations. We serve the one true risen God, Jesus Christ. And the fact that she invoked that name without anything for me, any prompting for me, encouraged me. So I just encourage you to do that. Maybe you have some time, you and your family, looking to serve the community. It's a great way. The handout literature, how to go, come to church here. You can hand things out of that nature. And also, more importantly, how to direct them towards the Savior. So that is out on our welcome center there, the little welcome center that we have. You can sign up. Just put your names on there, and then we'll contact you as to that. So make sure that you have your attention drawn to that if that interests you and your family in serving. It's two-hour time slots in the next two weekends, I believe that it is, on a Saturday. So if you would like to do that, sign up and let us know, and we'll get you the details from there. All right. Rick, if you would come with the rest of our announcements, please, here this morning.
Good morning. Shalom. Now, if you come tonight, you're going to hear that a lot. This walk through Bethlehem is going to be absolutely amazing. The props, the scenery, the people have built, the costumes, the characters are absolutely astounding. And I don't know if any of you saw on Facebook, there's some pictures that were up, I think went up yesterday, but it's absolutely astounding. You got to come. You're going to miss a big, big thing if you don't be here tonight or this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. And thank you to everyone who's been involved, which is a big, big portion of the church has been involved with putting this all together. And it's really, really astounding. But it's all for God's glory, amen? If you are a visitor, there's a connection card in front of you, in front of your pew. It would be helpful if you can fill one of those out, put it in the offering plate as the ushers come by, and the pastor would be in touch with you at some point. And just a couple announcements. Again, tonight is the walk through Bethlehem from 3 to 6. And all the people who are part of that are going to be here by 2:30, I think, and be ready to go for 3 o'clock. And just one other quick announcement. There's a business meeting for church members on December 11th. And please make a note of that. And after Sunday school, there'll be a quick business meeting for all members of the church. We have the ushers come forward. And as they do, let's all stand, and we'll recite together Hebrews 3:12. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. We're going to have one of our wise men, John Dickinson, please lead us in a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we thank you and praise you for this splendid day that you have presented us. We pray that you would be with us all today, Lord. We thank you and praise you for your blessings that you bestow upon us every day, the grace you give us. You hear our prayers, you answer our prayers, Lord. Pray now that you would take these offerings and use them to further glorify this church and all churches in this state and this town, Lord. In your holy and precious name, amen.
Amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great
All right, it's our chance to sing again. So let's stand back up. As you know, some of you, there's four angels going to be in the back on a flatbed. We thank Jeff Cashman for all his work. But we've been joking since us four big grown guys were named angels, thank you, Pastor, that we're Hark the Herald angels sing. And those are our names, are Hark and Herald. So I can't sing this song ever again without laughing at that very point. Here we go. Let's sing. Hark the herald angels sing. Boy, you guys are singing awesome this morning. It's almost like you sang that song before. Time or two since you were born? Oh. It's an awesome, exciting morning. I'm like almost out of breath. I'm fired up. I'm fired up for Jesus. This song that we're going to learn right now is called Adore, and it is an awesome, awesome Christian song, Christmas song, also written by Chris Tomlin. And the words go like this: you stepped down from heaven, and humbly you came, God of all creation here with us. In a starlit manger, Emmanuel, light of the world, here to save. And then the chorus goes, adore, come let us adore, oh come let us adore him, the Lord, worship Christ the Lord, let all that is within us adore. And I just had to read a verse. And of course, I look in Luke chapter 2 where I was teaching the teens. This is where the Christmas story is. This is where you can begin that tradition in your own house. How do you read one verse of Luke chapter 2? It's pretty tough. So I'm going to read a couple verses. Here we go. And it says that, this in verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Let's sing Adore.
Come let us adore.
You love that song. Say amen. That is a super awesome song. You know, every once in a while, a song comes along like Mary Did You Know. That hasn't always been, but somebody was just so inspired when they wrote it by, you know, it was the Holy Spirit. It's just an awesome song. Let's sing this song together right now. It's our theme song of the day, in case you didn't know that, everybody. O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of
praise you for this story that we can sing about in many different forms, but it's the same story right out of the Bible here in Luke chapter 2. And Lord God, we praise you that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to come take on human flesh and form in this sinful, awful place and live that perfect life for us and then lay it down. Lord, we all know the amazing, awesome innocence of a baby, and just can't even comprehend paying that price for people who don't even like us. Lord God, you loved us all while we were yet sinners. Thank you so much. We praise you. We pray for your blessings upon this day. Use Pastor as he brings your word to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.